You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on 95BFM. This is your breakfast show, and we have got Alexa Casino in the studio. Morena, Alexa, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Hey, thank you for coming in today. It's awesome to chat to you. You've just released a fantastic single called Leave You, and it's featuring Polly Hill, another BFM fave and a good mate of yours. How does it feel?
Oh, it's nice to have something out. It's been a few months, but before that it was like 2 years, so it does still feel kind of fast for me, but I'm already thinking about the next one.
That's exciting
for me.
We obviously loved Die Like a Rose. It hung around in the top 10 for a long time, and it knocked it out at number one for a few weeks, I believe, which is very cool.
I think it was only number one for 1 week.
Oh, really? I just feel like it had such a special place in my heart.
Should have been number one for a few weeks.
Well, it was definitely an awesome tune. And again, working with cool people that are mates of yours, Amoogi as well. So that's mean.
Yeah, I love Amoogi. I love Polly Hill.
How do you go about approaching your friends for collaborations? Is it just something that naturally happens when you guys are hanging out? Or do you go, this person would be great for this track that I'm working on?
I actually met both of them at the Newtown Festival this year.
So that's the Wellington like street party, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty big. Amoogi were playing, and I just met Paloma there as well. And then the next day, we were like, me and Amoogi, we went to like the pool and the spa and the beach and stuff. And
nice.
So just kind of came out of that. Eventually, and for Leave You, I guess Paloma and I have been working on music for a few months before Leave You. I asked her to be on a track on my album because I listened to her stuff and I was like, oh my gosh, it's so good. So she was on another track of mine first, which is unlikely to be a single, but I have this whole album that I've made. But Leave You was supposed to be the next single, and I didn't really like it that much, so I needed to do a revamp. And we were driving up from Wellington for the night before The Others Way, where Polly Hill was playing. And so she kind of wrote a verse on the way up.
That's awesome. That's very cool. I think it's one of those beautiful things. We were just talking off air a little bit about the kind of supportive scenes that we have in New Zealand, and how it's really nice that you can just say to your friends, hey, do you want to be involved in my project? And they'll be like, A, yes, I would like to do that. And B, you end up with these incredible collaborations that mean we get all this awesome music to listen to. So we love it when that kind of thing happens. So you were talking a little bit about an album there. So are you sort of thinking about releasing a longer length thing in the near future?
Eventually, yeah. Eventually. I think there'll be another single, and then I'll see how I go after that.
Awesome. That's very exciting to hear. What can you tell us about this track before we listen to it? Is there anything that you were thinking about when you were writing it?
Well, it was written in 2017 initially. Absolutely has changed a lot since then. when we were driving up, we were like listening to lots of Kanye West. You know, you drive the desert road and you have to be listening to Yeezus or something like that.
I have a very specific memory of driving the desert road listening to Delight. It's just like whenever I hear Grooves in the Heart, it's absolutely the desert road I'm thinking of. It's one of those places that is like the primo driving song territory.
I love it. It's my favourite street in New Zealand. Well, I've also been listening to a lot of Britney Spears, so... in particular her album Blackout, so that's the one with like Gimme More, Piece of Me, Radar, Break the Ice, absolute bangers.
Huge pop songs.
So those were my two things that were on repeat, and I guess they kind of helped to shape the song. Maybe if the two of them, if Kanye and Britney had a baby and it was 7 years old, it would create the song.
That sounds like an awesome genesis for a track. Hey, could you also tell me a little bit about the album art? Because it's really cool. Who made it?
Shay made it. Shay's in Baby Girl, so you should check out Baby Girl as well. And I love their art. And I asked them, I was like, can you please do this cover art. I can't pay you very much, but can you please? And they were like, yes, and I was very happy about that.
Is the car in it a reference to the driving sort of element of the writing going on there, or is it just a cool car in the trailer?
It's my favourite car. it's the Nissan Skyline GTR.
I was about to say, we have to tell everybody what
the car is. It is definitely a very iconic car. Hey,
it's
thank
an amazing
you
car.
So much for coming and chatting to us this morning, Alexa.
Thanks for having me.
If you guys like the sound of this track, you can always give it a cheeky vote in the 95BFM Top 10. It's very easy to do that. You just have to text in the word vote and then Alexa Casino 25395, and we're going to play the track for you now. It'd be very nice to see you pop back up in the top 10.
I'd love that. Please vote for me.
You can vote for anyone you like, but also this is a huge tune, so
it's 1 week. Vote for me.
Hey, thank you so much for coming in today. Looking forward to seeing some more tracks in the future, and definitely going to be enjoying playing this one for a long while.
Thanks so much.
Cinnamon, but laced with the elation, and I don't get that etiquette, it's all negotiation, and I'm not here to pick you up, don't treat me like Izumi, between the lines, Venetian blinds, and you can see right through me, but if I raise you partial truth, meet me with some substance, please, if only temporary, not asking for your nth degree, don't vent to me how mentally we're meant to be like written stars, we just want the comfort when reality has been hitting hard. Just give this pussy with some parcel time, but then don't slither in my DMs. Snake legs come through BPM, shift gear this year, wait a while. Stay in tune with a two sim, two vial. Oh, child, for those who mothered our style, the utmost respect as we stay in our hour. I'm like a bird, how I stay afly. So just turn off the lights while you say it right. Oh, stay the night, but you might need a break. There's no doubt, hella good, it's a sweet escape.
Huge track by Alexa Casino and Polly Hill. That is Leave You. Lovely to have Alexa in the studio as well. Big thank you for coming up.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.